Chris Hyams is from Rail Future Yorkshire. It's a group campaigning for better rail services. Hello.
Hello there.
What impact will these price rises have on rail passengers across Yorkshire then?
There is a good chance that you're going to force people off the trains and back into the cars. Over the last few years, well, certainly since the franchise was awarded to Northern in 2004, we've seen record number of passengers travelling on the trains. And even when the recession started back in 2008, we expected passenger numbers to dip. And they continue to rise as, you know, they're finding the cost of motoring getting more and more expensive. But we're now worried that people will now desert the trains and back onto our over-congested roads.
Regulated fares could go up by 3.5%. Unregulated fares could go up by 6.5%. What's the difference between the two?
Regulated fares are the ones that are controlled by the government, which are majority of our daytime services. The unregulated fares are a bit like the offside rule in football. The only people that know the rules are the train operating companies. Yeah, and it's used, so it gives the train operating companies some flexibility at times when there's high demand, that they can increase the fares so that they can force the passengers to travel at quieter periods.
But you can't blame them for doing that, though, can you? Because they've got to make money at the end of the day.
You can't. You know, it's a supply and demand. But our argument is, you know, you don't see supermarkets charging more for bread and milk on a weekend. When more people go shopping, you have that level pricing all the way through. And that's what we want to see on the railway, so people know what they're paying before they turn up and are not suddenly by a huge shock when they're at the ticket office window.
The government says the money raised by fare increases is invested back into the railway. That's okay, isn't it?
It is, but here in Yorkshire, we're not seeing any of that investment at all. I'm slightly luckier than yourselves. I live over in West Yorkshire. The last investment we saw was the electrification of the Airedale and Wharfedale lines back in the late 90s. Yourselves over in York, you've seen no investment at all. Your commuters travelling in and out of York are travelling on some of the oldest rolling stock in the country.
Well, I suppose rail operators like East Coast would probably disagree with you.
No, because if you look, that was the last investment we had. The high-speed trains that East Coast Mainline are using were built in the 70s. The electric locos that all the trains were built in the 80s. So, yeah, they've undergone some major revamps as new train operating companies have taken over. But basically, the stock is the oldest in the country.
So, you could act positively, couldn't you? And maybe go knock on the door of the government and say, actually, this is what we'd like you to spend the money on in Yorkshire.
We have done that. As you'll probably be aware, the Northern and North Transpennine franchises are coming up for renewal. And the consultation period has just ended. And we've gone with quite a big list, an aspirational list, of what we would like to see here in the north of England. We know that we're not going to see all of what we've asked for, but at least, you know, there's some elements in there that, you know, are not beyond reason.
Is there any hope for those that are sandwiched on trains at the moment because they prefer to travel by rail? I suppose one of the advantages might be if more people take to the roads, there'll be more space on the trains?
That is true, yeah. Those that unfortunately have no option will be left paying higher fares. There is a little light at the end of the tunnel, not a great deal. By 2018, the North Transpennine service through from Manchester, Leeds and York will be electrified, so we will be getting some new rolling stock then. But sadly, that's all North Yorkshire is going to be getting.
Chris Hyams from Rail Future Yorkshire, thank you.